Channel spat spot, level 2 air on laptop, level 1 prison, 0, lock 1 to 1.
Using their flashlights, the boys went over every inch of the shell. These were nailed to a backing of boards. The Hardys pulled, but nothing happened. Finally, on the bottom shelf near the wall, Frank discovered a knot in the wood. In desperation, he pressed his thumb hard against the knot. There was the hum of a motor, and as smoothly as though it were moving on greased rails, the middle section of shelves swung inward. The door to the secret room, Frank exulted. Quickly, the boys slipped inside the room and shone their flashlights around. The first thing they noticed was the flooring, recently laid bricks. Frank snapped on a light switch beside the entrance. The boys blinked in the sudden glare of 2 high-watt bulbs suspended from the low ceiling. The next instant, both spotted a small hand-printing press. The counterfeiter's workshop, they cried out. On a wooden table at the rear of the room were a camera, etching tools, zinc plates, and a large pan with little compartments containing various colors of ink. At the edge of the table was a portable typewriter. Franklin picked up a piece of paper, rolled it into the machine, and typed a few lines. Pulling it out, he showed the paper to Joe. The machine used to type the warning note Dad got, Joe exclaimed excitedly. The counterfeiters must have thought it was on their trail. And look here, exclaimed Frank, his voice tense. A small pile of $20 bills lay among the equipment. They're fake, he added, scrutinizing the bills. They're the same as Chet's and Tony's. Joe made another startling discovery. In one corner stood a bowl with a string loosened and carefully wound around the hand grip. A quiver of 3 hunting arrows leaned against the wall nearby. Excitedly, Joe pulled one out. The same type that was fired at the girls, he observed. This must belong to the arrow. Docker matches his description, he pointed out. He easily could have colored his hair gray. The Hardys were thrilled at the irrefutable evidence all around them. Now we know why Markle and Docker rigged the mill wheel, to give a warning signal when they're working in this room. Also, we have a good idea what was being sent to Peters in the envelopes. Only $20 bills. Let's get Dad and Chief Colleague here, Joe urged, stuffing several of the counterfeits into a pocket. As the boys turned to leave, the lights in the secret room went out. Frank and Joe froze. They realized the mill wheel had stopped turning. The signal, Joe said grimly. Someone is coming. Chapter 19. Underground Chase. The Hardys knew this was the signal for them to get out of the secret room, and fast. As they hurried into the cellar, the lights came on again. With hearts beating faster, they started for the stairway. But before the boys reached it, they heard the mill door being unlocked. Then heavy footsteps pounded overhead. Docker, a man's voice called. Markle, where are you? The Hardys listened tensely, hoping for a chance to escape unseen. When they heard the man cross the ground floor and go upstairs, Joe whispered, let's make a break for it. The boys dashed to the steps. They could see a crack of light beneath the closed door to the kitchen. Suddenly, the light vanished, and the rumble of the mill wheel ceased. The Hardys stopped in their tracks. Somebody else is coming, Frank muttered. Probably Docker and Markle. We're trapped. Again, the brothers heard the mill door open. 2 men were talking loudly and angrily. Then came the sound of footsteps clattering down the stairs to the first floor. Peters! The boys recognized Docker's voice. Where in blazes were you? Frank and Joe nudged each other. Victor Peters was in league with the gatehouse men. What do you mean? I told you I'd meet you here at 11, snarled Peters. You must be nuts, retorted Markle. You called here an hour ago and said there was trouble and to meet you at the Parker building. Peter's tone grew menacing. Something's fishy. I didn't phone. You know I'd use the 2-way radio. What's the matter with you guys anyway? Listen, snap. Somebody called here and said he was you. The voice did sound sort of fuzzy, but I didn't have a chance to ask questions. He hung up on me. I thought maybe your radio had conked out. The Hardys, crouched on the cellar stairs, could feel the increasing tension in the room above. Knocker growled. Something funny is going on. Whoever phoned must be onto us, or suspect enough to want to get in here and snoop around. The feds. We'll have to scram, said Markle, with more than a trace of fear in his voice. Come on, let's get moving. Not so fast, Markle, Docker barked. We're not ditching the stuff we've made. We'll have a look around first.
Territory cattle. To
the cellar. The men strode into the... Hi,
Ethan!
Frank and Joe could hear them moving around, searching for signs of an intruder. I'd better check the rest of the mill, Docker said brusquely. You two get the plates and the greenbacks. Go on through the tunnel, and I'll meet you at the other end. We'll wait there for Boone to pay us off, then Vamoose.
Hey, Bruno.
We're in a fix, all right, Joe said under his breath. What tunnel are they talking about?
Yes.
And who's Bloom? Frank wondered. The boys heard the hum of the motor that opened the secret door, but the bolt held it shut. The mechanism won't work, Markle rasped. Maybe it's just stuck, said Peters. The men began pounding on the wood. What's going on? Docker demanded as he returned. We can't budge this tricky door you dreamed of, Peters complained.
No.
There's nothing wrong with the door, you blockhead, Docker shouted. Somebody's in the room. Break down the door. In half a minute, his order was followed by several sharp blows. Oh, great, Joe groaned. They're using axes. We won't have long to figure a way out, Frank said wryly. Way out, Joe scoffed. There isn't any. Frank's mind raced. Hey, they said something about leaving through a tunnel. It must be in here. Frantically, the Hardys searched for another exit from the secret room. They crawled on the floor and pried up one
room,
looking for a ring that might open a trap door. Nothing. Huh? Desperately. All the while, the men in the cellar kept battering away at the door. Good thing that old lumber is such hard wood, Frank thought. But they'll break through any minute. Look, Joe pointed. Under the bench. Frank noticed a shovel lying beneath the work table. The boys pushed it aside and saw
the
covered with loose dirt.
Where is
on
it?
A hunch, Frank grabbed the shovel and dug into the dirt. This dirt might have been put here to hide the entrance to the tunnel, he gasped. It better be. His brother clawed frantically into the dirt. At the same moment, there was a loud splintering noise. The Hardys looked around. A large crack had appeared in the bolted door. One of the men outside yelled, a couple more blows and we'll be in. Frank dug furiously. Suddenly, his shovel opened up a small hole in the crumbly dirt.
Delete 0, Markle prison, level 2 air, level 1, pass 1, 2, expanded 1 of 1.
There was a space big enough for the boys
level 2 air, level 1, prison, 0, level 2 air, not laptop.